Twyborn Affair, written by Patrick White and read by Jennifer Valetic.
Which road this afternoon, madam?
The same, Teakle. The one we took yesterday.
Bit rough, isn't it?
Her chauffeur ventured.
We Australians, Mrs. Galson declared, are used to far rougher at home.
It was an assertion she might not have made in company politer than her chauffeur's. She detected in her voice a sententiousness she found distasteful, particularly since the life she led at home was more comfortably cushioned than that of almost any Australian. Joan Galson had never known it rough.
Rough? I bet it is, from what I hear.
Teakle was in the mood for divulgence. So discreet, so English, such a dedicated member of the serving class, he surprised his employer by his remark. She would have liked to know what he had heard, but would not be so indiscreet as to ask. She suspected that English servants were given to taking liberties in the service of colonials. It made her feel inferior. In the circumstances, she raised her chin, moistened her lips, and adjusted her motoring parasol, a collapsible one in tussore lined with bottle green.
"The air of the pine forests," she remarked, "is so refreshing, I find, after that stuffy town. That's why I thought of taking the same drive as yesterday."
"Yes," agreed Teakle, very upright, very steady. "The air at St. Myoul is pretty sewerish. What you'd call French."
Not sure whether this was a remark she should accept, Mrs. Galson did not reply. Instead, she looked about her at the landscape in a manner befitting the owner of a 1912 Austin in bottle green, like the livery of her temporary chauffeur and the lining of her little parasol. To be strictly accurate, it was Mr. Galson who owned the high-set bottle green Austin. If Mrs. Galson overlooked the fact, she was hardly aware. She was unconscious that she lumped her husband in with her very considerable material possessions, perhaps because Mrs. Galson was wealthy in her own right, not to be compared with E. Boyd Galson in his, but rich, and because, in her heart of hearts, she considered a woman could face the world with more panache than a man, anyway an Australian one.